From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a moment, a pop-up shopkeeper may have found the ugly Christmas sweater of your dreams. First, though, depression. It's unfortunately a hallmark of the holidays for many. A recent study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found women ages 40 to 59 have the highest rate of depression of any group based on age or gender, despite the season. Dr. Kwasi Imam is medical director of the Texas Health Behavioral Health Center. He talked with Sam Baker about some of the factors behind the findings in this edition of Vital Signs.
51% of the young kids or the teenagers growing up in a single-parent family, and then mom or dad have to take care of the most likely mom, and the women are less appreciated in the job environment and more stressful. That also we have to take into account.
So the everyday personal and professional pressures that a person would face.
Depression is, I call it, an equal opportunity illness. It affects everybody from higher in the society than the lowest in the society. On the other hand, middle-aged women who are below the poverty level, they have 2.5 times more risk of feeling depressed and more risk of suicide. If you look at the below poverty level, Hispanic women have the highest rate of depression in this country. Next is African-American women. Next is Caucasian women in this country.
Explain how this differs from, say, a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis is the time when all of a sudden people make a major drastic change, quit their job, take a trip. But that's the time we need to explore if these are women who are suffering from depression. Midlife crisis, the hormonal changes, premenopausal or menopausal stage, more likely to be depressed.
Are women more likely to seek help for depression than men?
Women actually much more likely to seek help. Men actually try to hide or mask their depression. They get involved into other things. When men feel depressed, they take a different day, watch more TV, get into sports or work, get involved into work. Women, they may not express saying that I'm feeling depressed, but they may express in a more of a accepted way in United States, like that I have pain or I have a pain in the stomach or a headache, go to a family practice physician.
But indicating there's a problem some way, you know, that might lead later to a diagnosis of depression.
They express it more of a somatic way. So that in a family practice, physicians, they are going to start on a antidepressant medication without evaluating in details how severe is depression, how much potential there will be a risk of suicide.
What signs then should we be looking for?
Severe depressed mood, feeling down in the dump, severe anxiety, panic symptoms, loss of interest in all usual activities, things that they used to enjoy before is no longer fun anymore. Loss of taking care of self, taking care of the family, deterioration in the job setting, decreased sleep or increased sleep, decrease or increased appetite.
So awareness then about depression across society overall is extremely important.
Yes, sir. 35% of the patients with severe depression or severe mental illness never get to a psychiatrist or any mental health professional because the stigma behind mental illness is still there in our country. We need to educate the community. Then people would be more come forward. Depression is treatable. Suicide is preventable.
Dr. Imam, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much, sir.
That was KERA's Sam Baker talking with Dr. Kwasi Imam, a medical director of the Texas Health Behavioral Health Center, located at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. For a quick rundown of the differences between clinical depression and midlife adjustment, visit keranews.org. There's no pick-me-up, quite like a ridiculous Christmas sweater. The tacky holiday selection at many thrift shops has thinned out by now, but it's not too late at the Ugly Christmas Sweater Shop, a specialty pop-up store in Dallas. Eric Austin stopped by to peruse the selection.
They're covered with birds and gingerbread men and evergreen trees. These are bad folks. Definitely U-G-L-Y.
We have some with bells on them. We have some with Santa's beard coming out on them. We have some where Santa's eyes move. Cats. People love cats. You find that out very quickly when you sell Christmas sweaters.
That's Jeremy Turner. He's the sweater swami, the brainiac behind this pop-up shop. Turner's a 28-year-old entrepreneur. He used to sell vintage clothing out of a bus. A few years ago, a friend told him Christmas sweaters were popular, so Turner bought some, and they sold out quickly. So he bought more. Last year, he opened up his store in a strip center on Mockingbird Lane.
Ugly is for everyone. You know, it doesn't discriminate. The people of Dallas love ugly, and I'm so glad, too. So come get ugly.
Turner has sold about 4,000 sweaters so far this season. They range from $20 to $40. He's sold more than $100,000 worth this year. So where does he get the goods? Beyond the North Pole, he won't say. It's an irresistible media story. Practically every TV and radio station in town has interviewed the guy. He even made ABC a few weeks ago.
This is Nightline.
And the beauty of ugly sweaters.
Turner's far from alone. Across the country, entrepreneurs sell ugly sweaters in mom-and-pop shops. Celebrities love to wear them and give them away. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Which means it's time for a new Tonight Show tradition. It's time for 12 Days of Christmas Sweaters. Here we go.
You can buy them online at Target. Even the Dallas Mavericks have entered the sweater sweepstakes. The sweater craze reflects the changing tastes of shoppers, Wendy Liebman says. She's CEO and the so-called chief shopper for WSL Strategic Retail in New York.
It created a whole level of interest around humor, frivolity around the season, as opposed to the sort of serious intensity of gift giving.
Liebman says the ugly sweater hasn't jumped the shark. Yet.
We'll see if people have enough of those in their closet by 2016 and they've given up on it. But it's certainly got some more legs or arms, if you will.
Back at the shop on Mockingbird, Kevin Chaikin of Dallas was looking for the perfect sweater to wear to Green Hill School, where he's a senior.
So I'm trying on a light blue cardigan sweater with some snowmen all over it. I think it's pretty clearly a woman's sweater, but that doesn't bother me. I think it's pretty funny. People will remember me wearing this. When